Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. TB and JP hanging out. You mentioned our station in Richmond. I went on AWOD's show yesterday to talk some NBA, and we're talking about the Wizards and what they might do in the draft. It's a wild card. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the trades are heating up right now in the NBA. You just had Drew Holiday, who won an NBA championship with the Celtics a season ago, traded to Portland for Anthony Simons. Day before that, you had Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets. So maybe, you know, I don't think it's likely, but maybe somehow the Wizards get a trade. Maybe they move up. Oh, I don't know that they're going to be able to get like, I think they would be maybe in the draft. Like maybe they move up in the draft.
Mm. I don't know that they need to. I think they're actually okay. Like, There's enough quality.
Have you looked at Harper yet? Like a lot of people believe Harper's projected too.
I think he's going to go away before.
So I'm saying you might move up.
Yeah.
I just think it's a possibility. We've seen them, you know, accumulate draft picks, 3 first round picks last year that are contributing.
Mm-hmm.
Was Georgia's first round? I think so. 3 first round picks. And then, you know, obviously Koulibaly, Sarr, and maybe you try and pull off a trade. I mean, they want to trade Middleton, Poole, and Marcus Smart. It may be at the trade deadline, or maybe it's tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see. All right, let's open up the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood music scene.
Of course, the entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, people. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Say, EB said you got to talk to her. She'll set you up with a salesperson, and then you're going to be thrilled. Take them for test drives, all that stuff. Before you get there, you can check them out on the website, BMW of Fairfax.com. They're great people. They will take care of you. I know we've talked about this before, but you know, with my 2 daughters home there for a period of time, are you guys Love Island people? Are you guys Love Island
people?
No,
but I'm intrigued by it.
It's getting a lot of hype.
Yes.
My youngest, so she's 16, and my daughter Meg, who's 22, or gonna be 22. I can't keep track. They're all in on Love Island. They have Love Island like watch parties. Talk about Love Island all the time.
I'm kind of swept up in the hype. I think it's a daily show though.
Is that what it is?
So it's like Survivor, but
it's like Big Brother type thing.
Yes, but there's like every night there's like a new show.
Dude, is it more akin to, I've watched Bachelor in Paradise before, where they get kind of all the old Bachelor and Bachelorette rejects and throw them on an island, and there's a lot more hooking up. I'm assuming that's what Love Island's like.
I'm assuming that as well. I don't have much of a file on it.
I didn't know it was like a daily
Who
thing.
Was that? Was that the show that, remember we went talked about Pablo or somebody that freaked out? He was like the international version. Was that the international version of Love Island or was that Bachelor?
I think that was the international version of Love Island.
Yeah.
The guy that ran on the beach.
Yes. They freaked out because his girl banged somebody else.
Right.
Or maybe that was even Temptation Island. I don't remember what it was. But it could be good high drama.
I'm into hot people being thrown in a paradise location with tons of alcohol and
And sex. It's like Big Brother though, where they like they vote each other on and off.
I don't know how you leave.
Mar, do you come on? You're in the demo.
Yo, so last Thursday we had people over, and on the big screen we had the NBA game on, and then on the smaller screen we had some girls over, and they were hyping up Love Island, so they put it on. It's a trash ass show.
Trash, right?
Terrible, man. Like just it was just hard to get into it. Like for the first 10 minutes, we were all trying to buy in, and then it just falls apart.
But the girls are all in.
They're obsessed with it. And then we found out it was every night. So then we were especially like, why are we watching it? We thought it was like a special occasion, like once a week, once every 2 weeks. It's not for me. It's not worth the hype.
I need a female to call in. I need a Love Island update because I do think it's trash. I think I've stumbled down, like my daughter's been down the media room with a couple of her friends, and it's like hot garbage on there. But they love it.
But sometimes trash can be fun.
Of course. Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. God only knows what kind of influence they're getting. I mean, what are they doing? Just drinking and hooking up the whole time? That's basically it.
But I didn't understand how people get voted off.
The contestants couple up to avoid being dumped from their villa. And then there's the public that votes for their favorite Islanders to stay in the villa. And then as old Islanders are dumped, then they bring in new Islanders. So like you pick a couple, you couple up, and then if you survive, then they bring in new temptations. And then
are they always
and
hot?
At the end,
is everyone just hot?
The girls in that show are smokes.
At the end, there's a winning couple.
Okay.
But at the end of the episode,
there was like a bunch of doors. And then, like, a guy would line up on one side of the door and then a girl on the other. And then they'd open the door, and that's how you would, like, match. It was kind of confusing on how you got voted off. But sometimes, like, a girl would open the door expecting whoever they were hooking up with to be there, and he'd be with another chick. And then that's where everyone in the room that I was with was like, oh, my God, like, I didn't see that coming.
So the guys are, like, barely paying attention because you guys are watching the hoops.
Oh,
the
girls watching Howard Burton give them buckets, yeah.
The girls were locked in, though.
Yeah, so we had the audio on the TV for Love Island and then the basketball on the bigger screen. So I was sweating my bets out, but...
Right.
They were all into it, though. I've yet to meet a girl that is not obsessed with that show.
Where's the cutoff, though? Like, are moms watching it, or is it just, like, college kids, high school kids?
I'm pretty sure my sisters and my mom are in on it because...
Your mom's in on it?
My family group chat's going crazy. I have to mute it every time there's a episode. I'm telling you, dude, it's crazy. It's taking over.
I'm telling you, my daughter talks about it as Love Island. Every night they're going somewhere for a Love Island like watch party.
Yeah, like last night I was Snapchatting some girls and they were just sending me pictures of their TV watching it. All with like a glass of wine in
but
their
hand.
But
it's on USA, right?
No, I think it's on, I think at
Is
least
it
when
Peacock?
We put it on, it was on Peacock.
It's on Peacock?
Yeah.
I mean, how big an audience can it have? It seems to be a viral sensation, though.
It's crushing.
And it's like season 7?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
So it's been around for years.
All right. For Love Island USA. Yeah, there's like a British version.
All right, 800-636-1067. I don't know where Drabby is. He's running on. Mar, maybe you can answer. I got to get a female perspective on this
deal. Must be a hit to some extent because they have a spinoff coming called Love Island Beyond the Villa.
Kelsey's not talking about it? You don't hear Kelsey talk about Love Island?
I have not talked to her about Love Island.
Just find out if she's in. Because I feel like every young person is in.
That's James. James says he watches it every day.
All right, James, what's the deal? You're a dude, though.
Yeah. I watch it every day. My wife got me hooked on it. She doesn't even watch anymore. I'm on it every day.
All right,
day.
Why?
Every
is it just because it's hot day. Chicks? You're just into seeing all the different hot chicks?
Thongs every day, guys. Every girl is walking around in a thong every day.
Right. And then
they have bombshells who come in. So everybody couples up.
Right.
And you get a bombshell who comes in. They have some guys and some girls trying to break up people. And so they pull you for chats. Everybody goes for chats. That's the big thing on Love Island. They pull you for chats.
That's like a sit down. You have a little sit down with them.
Yeah, like one on ones,
right?
Exactly. And then everybody's trying to steal everybody's girl, or everybody's trying to steal everybody's man.
Are they all drunk while this is going on, or are they sober?
There's not a lot of drinking. They have a lot of challenges. So they'll have kissing challenges and some crazy challenges where it's mostly a lot of kissing. I don't know how these people do it without brushing their teeth like after every other guest, right. But it is crazy.
All right, so you're all in.
Every day except hump day.
All right, every day except What's that? Wednesday. Every day but Wednesday.
Every day but Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to D. Is this a female? No, it's another dude. Yeah, only dudes listening. D, what's up, man? Y'all with the junks.
What's up, guys?
All right, should we be in on Love Island?
I think I'm too old for it.
You know, it's the Super Bowl every day.
What?
You got to check it out, man.
Because?
It's just, you know, the people are crazy. You don't know what's going to happen. It doesn't have like a strategy. Like one day the guests kick people off. One day America kicks people off. You never know what's coming. You got
to
do it.
Do you get to see them like making out?
Yeah, they do all sorts of weird like challenges where they just make out with everybody.
Right. Is it hot?
And then everybody's very good looking.
Right, but are this like when they're kissing each other, are you getting all turned on or no?
It's not going to work for you, EP.
Not me, but
yeah.
I mean, it literally is so fun. That it's literally like a summer.
What time does it come on? Like 10 p.m. or something?
It comes on at 9 o'clock on Peacock, so you can watch it whenever.
Okay,
and it's every day except Wednesday and Saturday, I think.
So it comes on at 9. Like is it just a 1 hour show?
Last night was 1 hour and 20 because it was the start of something I don't want to spoil.
Right.
But yeah, it's about 1 hour.
I'm telling you, man, this thing is huge right now.
I know. I'm into the hype.
I never watched it until last year because of how much I just saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's like
you're hooked.
It's just like it's the stupidest thing in the world, but it's
right.
Like,
you're hooked. Right.
Let me ask you something. So it's girls.
The finals are over.
Could this possibly be tied into my youngest obsession with bathing suits? She's got to have a new bathing suit all the time. She got like
that is like all they wear.
All they wear is bathing suits, right?
I mean, isn't she on a swim team?
No, these aren't swimming bathing suits. These are like little two piece little nothings and she's got to have new one all the time. Like she got probably 50 She keeps getting bathing suits.
I can tell you on that one.
Yeah. I think it's because of the influence of the show.
Now she also likes Survivor, right?
Yeah.
I feel like
Survivor.
I feel like it's Big Brother meets a dating show, and maybe Big Brother has dating elements too. I've seen a lot of these dating shows. I'll watch them on Netflix, Too Hot for Handle or Too Hot to Handle, something like that.
Right.
Seen them.
All right, speaking of reality.
But maybe we should check out Love Island. Hey man, there's nothing hey, after this draft, all you got is Nats baseball, brother.
Well, speaking of reality, I know that sometimes Cakes is usually the guy. I wish he was here for this. He's a bachelor guy, right? Every once in a while, he and his wife lock in.
I don't
think
we watched last one, but I've watched.
So I don't know which one she was on, but Hannah. Do you know Hannah from The Bachelor? Apparently, is she married to Jake Funk from Maryland? It says Bachelor star Hannah and her NFL husband Jake Funk announced pregnancy. Is Hannah, was she a big player on The Bachelor?
I don't remember.
Is Jake Funk still in the league? It's news to me. I don't know. I thought some local people here might know. All right, Valdez, is your dad into Bad Company? Is your dad a Bad Company guy? Was that era?
I know Bad Company.
All right, so can you play some Bad Company for me?
Sure.
So Mick Ralphs, the guitarist in Bad Company, and I've never heard of this, Mop. The Hoople? Is that the name of the band? Mott the Hoople? He died at the age of 81. What's Bad Company's biggest song?
You've definitely heard this. Can't Get Enough. You've definitely heard this. Feel Like Making Love to You.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta hear the hook.
You've heard this a million times.
Yeah, I've heard it. So did they have a bunch of hits? Were they silly?
Yeah, Bad Company was silly.
All right. Is this something you listened to when you were growing up?
Yeah, it was on the oldies station when my dad was riding around.
All right, so pour some out for Mick Ralphs, who passed away at the age of 81. Can't do an EP without giving you a Diddy update. Apparently, it must be winding down the prosecutor's version of the case, because now they're starting to talk about the defense plan And apparently they're saying Diddy's lawyers won't call any witnesses after the prosecution rests their case.
Mm.
So
they feel like the prosecution hasn't met their burden,
I guess. Or anytime you bring a witness, they can cross-examine your witness, right? And then open up a whole can of worms. So you might get someone to say something positive about Diddy, but then if they dig deeper, God only knows what they could find.
Yeah, but they believe that they've won the case. If you present nothing, you believe that they, the prosecution, didn't meet their burden. And look, I don't know. Yeah, I learned all of my Diddy stuff is from your EP. I think there's 25% chance it gets off.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, clearly they've shown he's a bad guy, but yeah. Have they shown that he's a sex trafficker? I don't know.
And racketeering, right? And aren't those the charges? Like, domestic violence is not one of the charges.
They're not even, they're stipulating to that. They say he's a wife beater or whatever.
Yeah. He's a bad dude. I get it. But you know,
but he's not a sex trafficker.
You don't just put guys in the slammer for being a bad guy.
All right, Valdez, are you in on this? It's not going to be Joe Rogan, but Johnny Knoxville set to host the reboot of Fear Factor. I think I might be ready for it.
I'll definitely give it a gander.
I mean, is it just going to be just eating weird stuff? What are the other things they did? Do you remember?
Remember
like height stuff?
Heights, like snakes, spiders.
Yeah.
I think I would be in. And I think, by the way, that's a great casting.
Yeah.
To have Johnny Knoxville be the host of that, right? So look for that. And then last but not least, shocker, Amanda Bynes is another celebrity that is admitting she's taking Ozempic. So there you go. What she needs to take is something to that tattoo on her face and get that erased if she can somehow, because that looks horrific.
Here's examples of an episode of Fear Factory B. Contestants must swing down from a crane and smash through a wooden wall, eat buffalo testicles, and escape from a submerged car.
I don't think I would want to do any
all
of
those things.
All right, we're going to talk some NBA draft.
Yep. Jimmy Patsos next here on the Junkies. Put up the.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Junkies Poll of the Day brought to you by Surfside. We love our Surfside iced tea and vodka. Surfside lemonade and vodka, they're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation, that means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars, liquor stores. Please drink responsibly. You do have to be 21. And I'm surprised. So I just put, would you be fired up for the Commanders to bring back their old burgundy and gold uniforms with the current W helmet?
Mm-hmm.
I almost thought it was going to be unanimous. 80% yes, 20% no.
Well, that's pretty good, though. 80% is pretty good. It's hard to get 80% to agree on anything.
All right, let's talk a little NBA hoops. NBA draft with our guy Jimmy Patsos, hoops insider for Monumental Sports. What's up, Patsos?
Oh, it's always good to be with you guys, my friend. How are you?
Hey, doing great, man. This is, I tell you what, as my kids have gotten older and I've been running around chasing them around and stuff, I haven't watched college hoops as much. And, you know, I know the big stars. I know the Cooper Flags of the world. And when we didn't get that first pick, I thought, ugh. But as I'm going through and I'm kind of looking at these other guys, there's some studs in this draft, Jimmy. There's a reason to still be optimistic at 6 that we can get a baller.
You know, I'm really happy that I got to talk to you guys. I see you guys around the airports running around the country. Or
right.
Going on.
That's right. I ran into Jimmy at the airport.
We did. You were going to see one of your kids. I see alternate cast on Monumental, which we love Monumental's alternate cast. Of course, with J.P. Finley, not too busy. We get his star. But we love having you guys. But I appreciate listening to you guys. I've always been great ever since the Gary Williams days. And you know this. These guys, these young guys are 19, 20, 21. They're not where they're going to be yet. And I want to give a shout-out to the Mystics and Jamelo, the GM. They have two really good rookies. Well, there's a third rookie on that team, Georgia, who's from Kentucky. She's really from Virginia Tech. They went to the Final Four. And they have some young players on the Mystics, and they're playing well now. But in a year, you wait and see, because Georgia, if the point guard's out, they're going to get another draft pick, et cetera. So, like, you see it in front of your eyes what Michael Winger's doing. He's the president of both the Mystics and the Wizards, and Doyle Dawkins is a GM. And I have to give a shout-out to John Thompson III. He's very active. You see him out scouting. They had a great year last year in terms of draft. Alex Saar hit.
Yep.
Bob, we love. Bob's a Baltimore guy. No load management, plays in every game.
Right.
I knew his dad really well. And then I thought Keyshawn George might be the steal of the draft.
He really came on, right?
Really came on. He's got a good size, can shoot the ball, got a little moxie to his game. But, you know, he just knows how to make baskets. And then, look, you got to make buckets in this game. So now you talk about this year, and you guys are already asking about six. Don't forget about 18, okay? And there's a lot of players, whether it's Will Riley from Illinois, who's a 19-year-old. Do you want a proven player right now? Is Johnny Broom, who from Auburn. The 18th pick with Danny Wolfe, who I really like. He's a Yale Under Armour kid that's at Michigan. So I'm kind of working back. Like, the 18th pick, because Dawkins and Winger have proven in JT3 that, like, we can figure this whole draft out. And A.J. Johnson was a great steal they had last year. They're really young. The Wizards are super young, you know. And we all want them to grow up fast, and it's just not going to happen. And I don't want to be the guy that says, OKC won 20 games 3 years ago. Look at him now. Because Aaron Wiggins is my friend. We have him. I know him. And SJA.
Right.
I've known from his Toronto days. But Chet Holmgren has always been a stud. Well, he was hurt. In other words, the OKC model's great, but that's not a definitive model. It just happened to work this year.
Right.
My point being is, let these guys get older, but who are we going to add this year? It's probably one older guy and one younger guy. The 18th pick to me is just so interesting, because if you like a point guard, like I like Nolan Traore, the kid from France. Doesn't shoot the ball that well, but he's really good. Austin Newell's playing really well. He's a four-man from Georgia. Like, I can name all these guys. I love Rashier.
I know you know them all. Jimmy, let's...
Now I just get lucky and see them all because of high school and some college. My point is, the 18 to me is this point. My belabored long point is, I love you guys, A and B. This 18 pick might
all right.
be as big as...
All right,
as
we won't sleep on 18, but we want to buckle down.
Six.
Yeah,
so let's stick with six. What do you know about, because I've looked at the guys that are in that realm, and the guy that's jumping, like Trey Johnson, Knipple, Malawach, the guy that's jumping out at me that, like, I can't believe he might be available, and you tell me what's going on with him, is Ace Bailey. What is going on where he could possibly, potentially maybe slip to six?
I think Ace Bailey is a really talented player, but he was only 6'8", not 6'10". I don't like the Durant comment. I don't like when people said he's the next Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Kevin Durant was a 7-footer that was a National Freshman of the Year. Oh,
right.
That's right. He's the Player of the Year.
Right.
Average 30 at Texas. I don't like that comparison.
Okay. How about Rashard Lewis?
I would think Rashard Lewis is my buddy in Houston. I know him well. We'll see what Ace Bailey is, because they didn't win at Rutgers. He's not approved. There's two guys that are going to do this thing right now. It's not that I don't like him. I wish that he was a little more cooperative in the draft process. I didn't say I didn't like Ace Bailey. I saw him at the Curry camp. You got Harper and Cooper Flagg are going to make it. Then you can draw a line, and it's what do you like. I said before, Will Dawkins knows what he's doing way more than I do. It's just Ace Bailey, why are there question marks? Why is he dropping? Does he have a high ceiling? He has a huge ceiling.
Right.
I saw him twice in person. He didn't play well. He had 38 against Northwestern and 37 against Indiana. I watched on TV. I went to the game in Maryland. Rutgers didn't play well. He had, I think, a migraine, or he was sick. So I just kind of go what I see. I told you, after the first two, you can draw a line. And if anybody's jumping in, I like to value the 18th pick. The sixth is a huge one. You know who I would take? I'd take Derek Queen, because I'm a Baltimore guy, I'm an Under Armour guy, I'm a Maryland guy, I'm a Team Thrill Mookie guy. Like, that's just not even a – that's like – he's one of my favorites.
You would take him at six.
I think Queen helps you win. Is it going to be – at the end of Derek Queen's career, what do I think? That he averages 15 points and 10 rebounds over a 12-year span and helps you win games. That doesn't mean he has a bigger upside than Trey Johnson. I didn't say that. It doesn't mean that Ace Bailey can't pass him. But I'm trying to win games here in a couple of years. You know, at some point – winning games with this young team. OKC was young, but now they learned to win. Last year they went, you know, to the semis. This year they went, oh, that's right, they won the whole thing. Like, that's a big transition fast, okay? That doesn't happen very often, but that's what we're looking at. And Will Dawkins was with Sam Presti a long time at OKC. Will Dawkins went to the same school as Sam Presti, actually, in Boston. I mean, and I told you, JT3, he's got a lot of experience as a coach. I love JT3 as a coach. So they're in there and saying, some guys got to be young. Some guys got to reach their potential later. Like I said, AJ Johnson was a steal from the Bucks, played pretty well. They got a young group of guys. Bilal Coulibaly is on in his second year. But do we need a center? I like the Duke center. You know, you asked me about Ace Bailey.
Is Sarr a center, though? Like, what do you see Sarr projecting?
He's a 5'4". He can certainly block shots. He shot the ball well. He's a good offensive player. I think.
What's his upside? Is he an alpha? Can he be a number one down the road? Like a number one scorer?
I think he can be like Chet Holmgren and change the game on both ends of the court. I don't think he's SGA alpha. I mean, it's a guards league. I'm going this again. I'm lucky to work for Monumental. I don't run the team, and I'm not a practice every day. Right. But SGA, Michael Jordan, you know, you're talking about guys that won from Isaiah Thomas, who I really love. By the way, that's one of the reasons I have some certain guys I like. I like Walter Clayton at 18 because I like Walter Clayton because he wins. He's a little older. He's a true point guard who can score. Like, that's why I said about 8. I got two columns, 18 and 6. What we do at 6 is going to determine what we do at 18.
What do you think about Fears? I just looked at Fears' tape. That guy, I mean, that kid could score with either hand. He's got great handles. He didn't shoot a high percentage, but it looks like his stroke is fine. That'll be fine. What do you think of Fears?
I like Fears. He's Trae Young light, but he hasn't proven he can handle the ball like Trae Young and play the point. You got to be careful, guys, at that size that are two guards. You know, him and Jace Richardson are good, but they're both kind of really two guards in one-man bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, these guys have a much better feel than I do for what they're building their team. I have even some really veteran guys with Brogdon, Smart, and, of course, Chris Middleton to fit in with Corey Kispert, like the middle guys.
What about Knipple?
Age.
Jimmy, what about Knipple?
I like Knipple. He's 6'5 and can shoot the ball, but is he better than Corey Kispert? We'll see. I like Corey. I'm a big Corey Kispert guy. Once again, I want a point guard and a big man. So
you're not taking Fears. You wouldn't take Fears. That's not your guy.
I didn't say who I would or wouldn't take. Fears is a dynamic guy. He's really great in the open court and score. He led Oklahoma to the NCAA. Is he better than Jordan Poole? I like Jordan. Jordan Poole's come around. Jordan Poole's really moved up in my eyes. He's done a great job with this transition of the young guys. I'm trying to project 2 years down the road
right. What
we need to win games. And I think that Will Dawkins, Michael Winger, and JT3 and the Leonsis family are sitting there saying, are we OKC? Are we the Houston Rockets? And then, you know, Houston just trades for Durant. You're eventually going to have to add a veteran. I'm not in those rooms. I just want to make one thing clear. I don't have any inside info from the organization.
No, but I just like your insight, though. I mean, you're long. I mean, this is your life.
No, I am. I'm just saying, I'm not in the room to see, hey, Carter Bryant's my guy at Arizona. You asked me about Ace Bailey. Of course, everybody likes Ace Bailey. He's got a great name, and he has all this hype. Carter Bryant is the same guy at Arizona that won. I'll take Carter Bryant right now over Ace Bailey just on basis of, like, production of winning games and being ready to play and all that. But I'm also not projecting out 2 years. I think Trey Johnson's really interesting. I liked him at Texas and can score.
Uh-huh. I like him.
That's, once again, these are all you guys at six. I wish B.J. Edgecombe didn't play so well because I love that guy, but I don't think he's going to be around at six. I know him from Adidas.
What about Devin? Is that how you say his name? The kid from BYU.
I got him in 6'8". He's pretty good, about 19 years old. And BYU won some games. They went to the Sweet 16. See, I value winning, and I value college, and I value all that stuff probably a little too much. I'm a little old school. I like them at 18. Once again, is it 18 or is it 6? Or do they make a big trade and get Dylan Harper?
Maybe they're getting the trade market.
Well, Dylan Harper is the most interesting topic right now because they have the Aaron Fox and they have Steph Castle, Rookie of the Year. They've got that position covered in San Antonio, and they are ready to make a run. It's that Victor Wembanyama when you see him in person. And he's unbelievable. Well, they've got other players. What do they need? What do they need to make a run? You know, like the Spurs. We're a year away from making a real run, and that's okay. That's okay because they were fun to watch the Wizards this year. There was all kinds of movement from young guys in production. They played. They put points up. But now you have to move the needle in the next 2 years. We want to see them in the next 2 years. Are we the Rockets or OKC? Because those are the two teams that were really young that moved, you know. And then, in other words, you got to have a little patience. I know nobody has patience, but these are really young players, 18, 19, 20. But the OKC Thunder, I'm saying this again, Will Dock is a good guy, hustler, grinder, and he was Sam Presti's assistant in OKC right in his office for a long time. So
yeah, we love
that
him.
Blueprint can change.
All right, Jimmy. Good stuff. Always love talking to you. It's Jimmy Patsos.
You guys are the greatest. Tell everybody hello, and I always I'll come down and see you in person after the draft. Check us out on Monumental. Me and Wes Hall are doing a draft show. I love that, guys.
Oh, okay. Very good. Cool. We'll watch it. Bring some size 13s.
I got the 13. Hey, JP, you got it because that's my size. They're being delivered this week.
Nice.
EB wants the 13s.
All right, thank you,
buddy. I'll take 11 and a half.
All right, I got 11 and a half and 13 written down. The two guys that bailed out today, no sneakers for you.
Yeah, perfect. All right, thank you, Jimmy.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Dude, now I gotta lock in on Carter Bryant. He said he'd take Carter Bryant over Bailey. The Drabby, that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Doing Carter Bryant. He said he would take Bryant over Bailey. They're similar guys. He would take Bryant. What's your file on Bryant? Do you like him?
Very little.
Oh, hey, really?
Are you still stuck in the Office Space era with your printers? Yeah, we're going to need you to go ahead and fix that. JTF ends the nightmare of outdated office tech. No red staplers, no TPS reports, no baseball bats in a field. Finally, office tech that won't make you question your life choices. JTF is the number one HP Power MPS partner in the DMV with certified techs coast to coast across Europe. JTF brings secure, scalable print solutions that work. Powered by HP, delivered by JTF. Check them out at jtfgov.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I got to tell my boys, I got a bunch of volleyball dads that I love to play golf with a few times a summer, and we're going out to play renditions tomorrow. I got to make sure, because they're all old guys like me, I got to make sure we all hydrate, you know, I don't know what, bring snacks, maybe bring second shirts.
Bring a cooler full of waters and Gatorades.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be loaded up. Like, it's serious business out there. Is it going to hit a Huntsky today?
Today and tomorrow? The index is supposed to be like 110.
Yeah.
Supposed to the real feel, 110.
Right. Boys, bring extra shirts and hydrate your asses off today.
Our guy Dave Long will have, usually like in the golf cart, they'll give you, you know, some waters and everything.
I went through about probably 10 bottles.
Oh, I bet. Wow. Well, you know what my new jam is that my wife's been buying for me is the, because, you know, when I go in the sauna and I play golf and everything, I cramp up my whole, I mean, it's ridiculous how dehydrated I get. I've been getting those Body Armor, like zero carb things or whatever. They're good. They hydrate the hell out of you.
Yeah. Oh, and Gatorades. Yeah. I had about three of the tiny little Gatorades.
Yeah. They have the new like electrolyte one, like with even that I think are even better.
Also, I don't know if this works. It works for me. But like they had little tiny candies, like I don't like chocolate, but I think if you get
what does it do? A little sugar spike.
The sugar spike helps you
really
when you're fatigued.
Hey, fill me in on this golfer who says he almost broke the record at Pebble Beach while hammered.
I saw that viral
Marcel
clip.
Marcel Siem.
I saw that clip.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think maybe he had set the course record at the time, but it has since been broken. I just saw him on an interview.
He said he had too many ahead of a round at Pebble Beach. Where he came within a stroke of tying the score record.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hammered.
Yeah. I don't know who that guy is. I did see that. That did show up on my feed.
Have you ever? He's a German pro.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't have a file on him.
He plays in the European tour a lot. He has a man bun.
Oh, have you?
And a long putter.
Have you ever found any sort of correlation to getting hammered on the golf course to play?
No, but
better?
I do know one guy that
swears by it.
Doesn't swear by it. I've witnessed it. The first couple holes.
Is that the same guy I played with?
Maybe. First couple holes, he's shaky. And then by about the third or fourth surf side, all of a sudden he's cruising. And he's playing great.
Huh.
But the first couple holes, like he'll literally hit him off the hosel, you know, shank him, like everything. And then he just starts locking in when he has a few in him.
Probably because some guys do. Probably because it helps him stop caring.
Calms his nerves a little bit.
For me, I can only, like, I almost never drink and play. almost never. I'm way too stressed out. I'm a head case. And if I drink more than one, I start to, it will mess me up.
Hey, saw a couple of stories that made me think of you. This one, you can tell the story you've told a million times about your dad's schoolmate. But the Mets signed a pitcher named Richard Lovelady. Who was the guy who was in your dad's class?
I can't say.
His first name was Harry, right?
No, that was his last name. But when they went through the thing and they said...
Right, his first name was Richard, but he had a nickname.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so the Mets signed somebody, people were having fun with it, Dickie Lovelady.
Well, by the way, what happened to your boy? Is it Grady Dick? Is he still in the league?
Yeah.
Is he balling? Is he doing great?
I would have said he's doing great.
He's hanging in there.
No. He's a role player for the Raptors.
Okay.
On a bad
probably
team.
Probably 12 points a game guy, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Because he did a bit,
more
right?
Where he averaged 14
points. Didn't he post for a picture with another guy? They put the two jerseys together.
Yes.
I can't
remember
what. Was it a last guy, last name, Black?
Anthony Black.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's pretty damn good. He's 21, averaged 14.4 this year.
Not bad.
The other one was Strasburg related. Did you see Strasburg's going to go into the College Baseball Hall of Fame?
No, but he totally should.
Yeah.
He's one. Yeah, he should be a first balloter.
2025 College Baseball Hall of Fame class, when he was in college, he had a 23-strikeout game against Utah, had a no-hitter, and then, of course, went on to be drafted number one.
He was an absolute beast. He was Paul Skeens before Paul Skeens, like in college. Like, everybody knew him.
Do you think the plight of this team the last 5 years... Can you put a lot in that they gave the money to Strasburg and not to like the everyday player like Soto?
I don't know. I think they had, when they won that World Series, they had the perfect mix of young players, old players, you know, veterans, and then it just faded away. Now they got to start all over.
And that's what I get. You know, they haven't spent the money.
By the way, is Corbin still balling? Is he still like doing decent?
He was
decent?
Pitching against the Orioles
last night.
Yeah. He lost last night?
Yeah,
because the O's won?
Right. Yes.
All right. I can't root against him. He's too nice a guy.
Hey, are the Orioles sneaking back into it a little bit?
Are they fighting?
I think they're 10 under 500 still. But
do you have him on every night at the house? Do you have it on in the background?
Yeah. Watch Jackson Holiday go yard last night.
Nice.
I think they're just, 6.5 back the wild card, EB. All right. We got to get out of here. For EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Coming up next, it's the B. Mitch and Finley Show on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.